Hey gang, Jason here, letting you know that Insomnia Radio 97 is actually going to be Insomnia Radio San Francisco number 15. Yes, I'm cheating, but I think you'll forgive me once you hear this. As you know, Insomnia Radio San Francisco was one of the first regional shows to hit the podcasting world, and I've always loved it. I have always loved music from the Bay Area, and Scott really did a lot of work for his 15th episode. He pulled together all of the bands, or well, at least some of the bands that I had previously featured on my show that were all from the Bay Area, with one or two exceptions. But I haven't given Insomnia Radio San Francisco much love lately, and it's certainly worthy of it. So please enjoy this episode. If you are subscribed already to the San Francisco show, then I apologize. This won't be anything new for you, but you'll have something new coming in just a few days. And yeah, in the meantime, guys, please enjoy this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and I'll see you soon. This episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco is brought to you by ClickCaster. Create, explore, connect at ClickCaster.com. From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
All right, boys and girls, get ready for some of the best indie music from San Francisco and the Bay Area, as originally heard on Insomnia Radio. Kicking it off this week is The Picture Show with Majestic. I suggest you turn it up.
Tonight I'm here.
What a kick-ass way to begin this episode. All of songs from the San Francisco Bay Area that were originally played on Insomnia Radio, Jason's show at insomniaradio.net. And I have to come clean on this first song. That was The Picture Show and their song Majestic. They currently reside in Jacksonville, Florida. So, but a couple reasons of playing it. One, that will constitute my Friends of the Family segment because Michael from Insomnia Radio Florida has played them on two different occasions. A few episodes back, he played, I believe it was either Bleem or Blur. And on the latest one, Insomnia Radio 10, that Jason guest hosted, their new song, All Right, was featured. So, now, why did I begin a song, begin the episode, with a song from a band not based in the San Francisco Bay Area? Because the lovely lads of The Picture Show grew up here. That's right. They grew up here originally wanting to be in the film business. They went to film school, and that's probably how they got their name. But eventually they migrated toward music and then headed off for the East Coast. So I was just thrilled to be able to play that song, and I hope you liked it too. Now, because all of these bands have previously been featured on Insomnia Radio, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about individual bands or websites or upcoming shows unless they're warranted. But what I want to really do is just skate right through and get into the music. And I'm going to have a little surprise later on, about maybe two-thirds of the way into the episode. I got a surprise band who also is not from the San Francisco Bay Area, but they will be playing here this week, and I wanted to feature them. And I've got some talk back from a couple of listeners that I want to share with you, and just really good stuff. This is going to be a longer episode, a lot of fun. I really hope you enjoy it. Kicking it off next is Insomnia Radio Darlings, who had their very own episode. I believe it was episode 31, if I'm not mistaken. I could be. But here is Recliner with Secondhand.
Yeah.
Just heard 20-minute loop with their song "Ambassadors." I love literary bands. The title refers to a book by Henry James, and Henry James is actually name-checked in that song. And while I love literary bands, I can't really get into Henry James these days. I tried, believe me. "Portrait of a Lady," "Turn of the Screw." You know, all that kind of stuff that you have to read in high school. But, whatever. It's 19th century American lit. What can you say? Great band. This song was also featured on Insomnia Radio Daily Dose, which will be ramping up here pretty soon. Monday through Saturday, if you subscribe, you can expect to get a fresh, brand spanking new MP3 delivered straight to your podcatcher. And, so I'm really looking forward to that getting back up to speed. But check out insomniaradio.net for information on subscribing to the Daily Dose. And before that was Recliner with "Secondhand." It's from their excellent album, "Make a Friend." So, yeah, I said that I was not going to be talking up the websites and stuff. Trust me, I'll put complete show notes up so that you can go and link to the bands. But, you know, sometimes I find there's utility in giving out the URLs during the show, especially if, as a listener, you are currently sitting at your computer and something grabs you, you can switch right over to check out a band in more detail. But many of us listen to them, you know, while commuting to work, in our cars, gardening, whatever. So I'm just going to, for this show, I'm just going to stick them all up on the show notes and not mention them in the show. Blah, blah. How many times can I say show in one sentence? A run on at that. All right. Let us revisit way, 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 way back in the archives of Insomnia Radio. This is Little Yellow Perfect with Our House Would Make a Beautiful Bonfire.
Check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site,
sf.insomniaradio.net. I'm numbered over crack attack. We'll be right back.
the girlfriend experience with Kiss Kiss, and before that, Little Yellow Perfect, and Our House Will Make a Beautiful Bonfire. Oh, what a great episode so far, if I do say so myself. But, you know, I have Jason to thank, of course, for introducing me to all these bands in the first place. And most, if not all of these, if I'm not mistaken, I heard while just still a fan of Insomnia Radio, long before before Insomnia Radio San Francisco was even a twinkle in anybody's eye. So I'm just enjoying rolling all these songs together for you. All right, let us do do a quick song by a Livermore band, I believe, called We Carry Thy Banner. This is Crisis Arm. Just up the road from me, from Livermore, California, that was We Carry Thy Banner with Crisis Arm. Okay, I have in the past received a few emails from listeners. I actually am surprised I haven't received more, but I enjoy each and every email that I do get because it lets me know that you're listening, what you like, and so forth. And in a few cases, I've actually, you know, had a few email exchanges with listeners, just kind of sharing ideas about indie music in general. So, here for the very first time on Insomnia Radio San Francisco is a feature that, Jason instituted, because this is all about Insomnia Radio proper, you know, all the music and so forth. Here is, my first ever talk back segment. I'd like to read you some feedback that I've gotten from some of my listeners, two to be exact, and if you shoot me an email at scott@insomniaradio.net and have something good to say, I will definitely read your email on the air, if unless you expressly ask me not to. Here is, this is from Rob from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he's writing about, I believe it was episode 13, I can't recall. But he says, man, from your last show, based on your recommendation, I checked out the entire album from Paramore. I had played Paramore's Pressure. Awesome. Funny, I added it to my iTunes shopping cart quickly and was going to review it later. Usually what I do is trim out songs I don't want before I purchase the songs on iTunes. But I couldn't pick any songs on the CD to get rid of. Good stuff, man, from Rob. Thanks, Rob. And as I mentioned in an email back to you, I am stoked to be able to influence people's buying decisions and empty their wallets. Of course, it's not coming into mine. It's going into the artist's wallets, which is great. And this one I just got yesterday. I'm almost, I almost didn't read it, but I feel like I have to because this is all about Insomnia Radio. It's from a gal named Laura. I don't know where she's from, but she says, "Just wanted to say that I consistently enjoy Insomnia Radio San Francisco, even more so than Insomnia Radio, as much as I love Jason. Good work, and thanks for the tunes." Well, thanks, Laura, and I still think Jason's the king. He's the man. He's the one who brought us all together. He's the one. He's the first music podcast I ever listened to, still my favorite of all time. And I just am excited to be riding this train with him. So there you have it, my first talkback segment. Again, if you have anything to share with me regarding the episode, regarding indie music, regarding what you like to eat for breakfast, I don't care. Scott@insomniaradio.net. Okay, coming up, this is the special treat that I alluded to at the beginning of the show. I was contacted by a band via MySpace, and you may have heard of them, a little band out of Indianapolis named Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. Well, they contacted me, and again, via MySpace, and I wrote back to them and said, perfect timing. In fact, they just emailed me the other day, and I said, I'm doing an Insomnia Radio-only show featuring those bands, and even though you're not from San Francisco, I see that you have a show coming up, which they do, August 2nd. Third? Wait a minute. Let me get back to you on that one. Let me pause here while I check the website for a second. Sorry about that. Today, August 2nd. Hopefully, if you are listening, you will be able to check them out. I believe it's a solo show by Richard Edwards. Their lead singer and primary songwriter. This band is fantastic. I went out and bought their album nearly as soon as I heard some of the tracks being played on Insomnia Radio. One was Quiet as a Mouse, and the other was Jen is Bringing the Drugs. Other podcasts jumped on to the Margo bandwagon, and I bought the album, you know, like I said, pretty much right away. And I mentioned this to Chris, the drummer from Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos, who contacted me. And he said, wow, you must have got it early because they had originally only pressed 1,500 copies. And then they remastered and remixed the album and re-released it this past March of 2006. Now, I must have bought it last summer, July, August of 2005, maybe. And so I got one of the original pressings, which I love to death. I love the music. I love the album. I love the band. And I particularly love this song. Here is Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos with Quiet as a Mouse. Fargo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos with Quiet as a Mouse. That can be found on their newly remixed and remastered album, The Dust of Retreat. It is stellar. Go check it out if you get a chance. Click on the link on my show notes to go find out more about the song, the album, and the band. And again, Richard Edwards will be performing a solo show tonight, August 2nd, at the Rickshaw Stop. So do check him out if you get a chance. And then tomorrow, they will be doing a live in-studio performance at Live 105, which is the local modern rock, alternative rock station. So be listening for that. Go to Live 105's website. I'm sure they'll have more information there, and I can provide a link to that as well. All right. So, you know, welcome to San Francisco, guys. I'm sorry I won't be able to check you out tonight personally, but I look forward to being able to see you live in the future. Okay. We are going to tone it down just a tad bit. Next is a song that was also featured on Insomnia Radio's Double Dose. A Double Dose? What am I talking about? Daily Dose. Jeez. How unprofessional can you get? I'm thinking of double shots and saying double dose. What a dipshit. Daily Dose. Okay, that's the one where you get your daily MP3. And if I don't know if I said Double Dose earlier in the show, but I didn't mean it. Sorry, Jason. Sorry to all of you who have to suffer through with me. But again, it's all about the music. It's not, the monkey behind the microphone. So here is Love is Chemicals with Everyone is In on It, featured on Insomnia Radio Daily Dose.
Refuse to let them into all your life.
That was Love is Chemicals with their song Everyone is In on It. I featured them way, way back in IR San Francisco number 2, the Tiny Telephone edition. And really like this band. Great group of people based on the contact that I've had with them. So do check them out when you get a chance. Okay, this show is running on the longer side, but that's okay. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have, despite all of my shortcomings at the mic. Oh, all right, coming up, two more songs for you. First up is Thriving Ivory with their song Angels on the Moon. And last but certainly not least is Street to Nowhere with their very fun drinking song Tipsy. So thanks again for subscribing, for listening, for hanging in there if you did. Thanks to Rob and Laura for the feedback on the show. You can contact me at scott@insomniaradio.net. The website is sf.insomniaradio.net. And also, please do check out the original Insomnia Radio at insomniaradio.net. That's a lot of .nets. So I'll leave you with Thriving Ivory and Street to Nowhere. Take care, guys. See you next time.
Do you dream that the world will know your name? So tell me your name. And do you care about all the little things or anything at all? If I'm dying, 'cause I don't wanna know. If I can't see the sun, maybe I should go. Don't wake me 'cause I'm dreaming of angels on the moon, where everyone you know never leaves too soon. And do you believe in the day you were born? Tell me, do you believe? And do you know that every day's the first of the rest of your life? And don't tell me if I'm dying, 'cause I don't wanna know. If I can't see the sun, tell me if I'm dying, 'cause I don't wanna know. If I can't see the sun, I'm not afraid to
Hello, my friend, how's your evening been? Oh, you're drunk again. Well, hush it now, hush it now, hush it now, hush it. Well, I don't mind, but your sister might. Oh, but you're awful nice. Well, I'ma keep thinking if you keep drinking, I'll blink and I'll drink away.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.com. www.insomniaradio.net. We'll see you next time, gang.